The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Bryles, the Book Shepherd. This time, Clea's Rescue Squad. Clea, the critters, and RJ and his family and friends join ranks to rescue a young monkey who becomes stranded on his way to his new home at the city zoo.
On the cover, on a background of orange, the round face of a green caterpillar with orange freckles appears. She sports two yellow antennae on top of her head. Her big eyes have long eyelashes, and she smiles. Three other characters are with her: an ant with a camouflage helmet, a monkey in a safari hat, and a freckle-faced boy in a blue cap. The letters of the word Clea's are shiny and puffy, in the same colors of green and orange. Each letter has little bristles on the top, like on the caterpillar's long body. The rest of the title is in red letters and reads, Rescue Squad.
Clea and her friends were playing on the range.
Clea, the bright green caterpillar, has many feet with suckers on the bottoms going down the length of her body. Her midsection is green with yellow and orange markings. On her back are little stiff hairs called bristles that stick up. Her big eyes are fringed with black lashes. Her lips are stretched in a huge smile. Her friends are a yellow and purple butterfly, a dragonfly with transparent wings, a chameleon whose body has changed to several colors, purple, orange, and green, a ladybug, a beetle, and a toad.
When they came upon a sight that looked a little strange,
the creatures stare at something, their eyes wide, their mouths dropped open.
Banana peels were scattered all over the ground, and a monkey was hanging from a tree upside down.
The monkey hangs by his tail, which is curled around a tree limb.
Nearby was a broken crate, and lying next to that was grass and twigs and a water dish and the little monkey's hat. The words City Zoo in letters big and bold were stamped on the wood that was lying on the road.
A few colored bugs crawl over the broken zoo sign.
The monkey was stranded, and they had to find a way.
In the middle of the spilled bananas, the monkey frowns and his eyes are wide. He holds up his arms.
To get him back to safety before the end of the day.
A full leafy tree bears a lot of red fruit. Flowers of yellow, pink, and orange carpet the ground. The sun lowers its eyes, yawns, and stretches an arm as it starts to set behind a range of mountains. The frowning monkey holds one of the bananas as he hangs from a bare tree limb.
So the critters got together to come up with a plan. But who was going to listen to any one of them?
Clea holds up a note that reads, Plan. The others gather around and gaze up at her. The yellow and purple butterfly, dragonfly, chameleon, ladybug, beetle, and toad.
Then, Clea saw the soldier ants, and that gave her a clue.
A light bulb shines above Clea's head. She smiles broadly.
They could march to RJ's house and he'd know what to do.
They wear green helmets and backpacks. One in the front carries a banner that reads, Ants. A bluebird flies above them.
Drake, the biggest ant of them all, led them down the path.
Drake's helmet has a sergeant's three bars for rank on it. He motions a whole battalion of ants forward, pointing in the direction they should go.
With everyone calling out, be safe and hurry back.
the group of friends wave at the ants as they leave.
When RJ saw the soldier ants, he met them at the barn.
RJ is a round-faced boy with lots of freckles and pink cheeks. His black hair sticks up straight from the edges of his blue ball cap. His yellow t-shirt has a blue fish on the front. He wears blue shorts. He looks down at the ants.
And when he heard their story, he sounded the alarm.
At the big red barn, RJ hits a metal triangle with a metal bar.
His parents came a-running, and all their neighbors, too, hollering, "Look out ahead! We're coming to the rescue!"
A group of young folks, adults, and seniors rush to the barn with their arms flailing in the air and their mouths wide open. A woman with blonde curls wears a blue t-shirt with a flower on it. She has rosy cheeks, as does an old, balding man beside her, who has gray hair on the sides of his head and a bushy mustache. A younger black woman has dark, curly hair and wears a green top and skirt. Young children join the throng, a white girl with polka dot shorts, and a young black boy in red and blue sports clothes.
Down the road, they all raced to Clea and her friends.
The gang, including a man in a cowboy hat, with RJ at the lead and the ants marching along, stops.
Gathered round the monkey, who is now playing with them.
The monkey tosses a big ball with colors of purple, yellow, red, green, pink, and blue into the air and catches it. Clea and the others reach toward the ball.
RJ scooped the monkey up, and everybody sighed.
RJ smiles a big smile as the monkey perches on his shoulders.
As they headed into town, still waving their goodbyes.
Clea and the yellow and purple butterfly, dragonfly, chameleon, ladybug, beetle, and toad wave their arms.
While at the zoo, the animals were waiting eagerly for their new arrival to join their family.
A group of zoo animals is gathered. A giraffe with his brown spots and long tongue lolling out of his mouth. A zebra that looks like a horse with black and white stripes. A lion with a full mane around his face. A white, gray, and black panda bear. A hippopotamus. A parrot with bright plumage. A green-spotted snake. A meerkat with a gray mask around his eyes. And an elephant.
All is well that ends well, that some folks like to say. And it was a perfect ending to a mix-up day. Hooray!
They all raise their hands, paws, hooves, claws, and legs into the air.
The critters were in the fields, gathering and celebrating around, just before the moon came up, and as the sun went down.
The moon rises with a big smile on a background of stars above the blue mountains. The sun sets across the way, its eyelids drooping sleepily, yawning and waving a little goodbye.
One by one, they went to bed, and everyone slept tight, knowing they were safe together, snuggled in the night.
The moon shines over the mega zoo with a bright lit sign and its exhibits, the safari and the primate house. And now, Soldier Ants, performed by the author, Linda Ray Schall.
Here come the soldier ants marching through the vale, rescuing the little monkey hanging by his tail. Glad to help their friends and neighbors any way they can. Look, here come the soldier ants, 10 by 10. Here come the soldier ants marching through the vale, rescuing the little monkey hanging by his tail. Glad to help their friends and neighbors any way they can. Look, here come the soldier ants, 10 by 10.
This has been Clea's Rescue Squad, written by Linda Ray Schall, narrated by Aaron Riemann. Audio description narrated by Chris Snyder, and written by Bonnie Barlow, from illustrations by Don Seidel. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Bryles, the Book Shepherd.